Al-Bayan Radio presents The Perfect Example, a concise explanation of the depiction of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, presented by Walid Mulhim.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi man wala. All praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. I bear witness and testify there is no deity worthy of worship except He, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His last messenger brought to mankind. As to what follows, we continue in this brief commentary or explanation of some of the hadith in the book, The Depiction of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is a Shama'il al-Muhammadiyya that is compiled by Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi rahimahullahu ta'ala. Now, in chapter 43 that we'll take today, inshallah, is still speaking about the worship of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how we worship. And this chapter in specific is talking about the sawm, the siyam, the fasting of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, in the Arabic language, fasting means al-imsak. Al-siyam bima'na al-imsak, to hold off, to refrain from. And in the Sharia, it is الإمساك من المفطرات من طلوع الشمس إلى غروبها. It is to hold off from that which breaks the fast from Fajr, dawn, until the setting of the sun. Now, what breaks the fast? Of course, eating, drinking, and sexual relations or being close to one's spouse. So some of the ulama say fasting is to hold off of the desirable things. Of course, food and drink is a desire, and we know this more so. When we have fasted the whole day and it comes to Maghrib, the drink we eat or the food we eat is something desirable to one's body. And also being intimate with one's wife or one's spouse, this is a desirable act. This is a desirable act. So these things break the fast. Now the first hadith we mentioned in this chapter, عن ابن عباس قال عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يصوم حتى نقول ما يريد أن يفطر منه ويفطر حتى نقول ما يريد أن يصوم منه وما صام شهرا كاملا منذ قدم المدينة إلا رمضان. وهذا الحديث في البخاري ومسلم. Abdullah ibn Abbas is narrating radiallahu anhuma that the Prophet ﷺ at times would continuously fast, so much so that they began to think that he will not break his fast. He's constantly fasting. And at times they will see him not fasting, thinking so much so that he will not fast. And then the Prophet ﷺ was known that he would not fast the whole month other than the month of Ramadan. And this is when he entered Al-Madina. What he did sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So from this hadith, a general hadith informing us that there were days specifically the Prophet ﷺ would love to fast. And we'll come to know Mondays, Thursdays of this. Of course, the day of Ashura. And then you have the three white days of the Ayyam al-Bid, which is known to be the three white days, the full moon days of the month, which is usually the 13th, 14th, and the 15th of the month. So because these days, when you add them all up, it may seem like the Prophet ﷺ is fasting almost a half a month. So it will be seen that he is fasting so much so that it will seem to the people that he is not breaking his fast. And also vice versa, the opposite, that he will be seen not fasting, so much so that they would say he is not fasting. And he continuously is not fasting. And also he would fast the month or no other month in its complete other than the month of Ramadan. Now, عن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت لم أرى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصوم في شهر أكثر من صيامه لله في شعبان وكان يصوم شعبان إلا قليلا بل كان يصومه كله. وهذا الحديث في البخاري ومسلم. Now Aisha in this hadith is narrating to us رضي الله عنها that the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم would not fast outside of Ramadan, of course, a month or days more in a specific month than the month of شعبان. He used to fast شعبان, the days of شعبان, almost all of this. And then she said, وَكَانِ يَصُومْ شَعْبَانِ إِلَّا قَلِيلٍ. He would fast the whole of Sha'ban, except a few days. And then she said, rather, he fasted the full month. Here, the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it is known, outside the month of Ramadan, the next month in line that he would fast much, if not all, was the month of Sha'ban. And Sha'ban is the month before Ramadan, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam preparing himself for the month of Ramadan, getting ready, training himself. So when he comes into Ramadan, alhamdulillah, his appetite and this discipline of not eating and fasting and refraining, not only from the foods, because yes, food, drink, and the shahwa, the desire of one's spouse, breaks the fast, but also fasting the tongue, the eyesight, the hearing, The tongue should not utter any indecent speech. That's why the Prophet ﷺ says in a hadith, Allah is not in need of the one who does not fast or refrain from his tongue. Allah is not in need from him to leave off his drink and food. So the one who speaks and says that which is not good in Islam, he should make sure that he is disciplining and doing this imsak, this fasting from evil speech. And this is of course not from the characteristic of a Muslim or a Muslimah that we utter or that he or she utters indecent speech or speech that goes against, of course, the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because indeed he has come to teach us the best moral of character, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Indeed you are the most perfect and high and upright in moral character. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was perfect in his character and dealings with people and with himself, meaning he will only utter that which is good for the person to hear and for him to say. عن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يتحرى صوم الاثنين والخميس. وهذا الحديث في ابن ماجه وفي سنن الترمذي. عائشة رضي الله عنها is narrating in this hadith that the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he used to be keen to fast and examine, used to be keen to fast Mondays and Thursdays. Mondays and Thursdays. Now in these 2 days, Mondays and Thursdays, there is much benefits or virtues in this. It is informed by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam say Monday why he used to fast. When he was asked, he said, for indeed this is the day I was born in, and it was the day that the revelation was descended upon me. So Monday is a virtuous day. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us and gave us the reasoning behind him fasting this day, because it was the day he was born in, and also the revelation was sent to him on this day. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال تعرض الأعمال يوم الاثنين والخميس فأحب أن يعرض عملي وأنا صائم. This is in Sunan al-Tirmidhi that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is informing us, or informing Abu Huraira, because he's the narrator, he's informing us and Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, that the deeds are presented before Allah Mondays and Thursdays. Therefore, I like for my deeds or my good deeds to be presented to Allah whilst I am fasting. So this is the reasoning for Thursday, more so in this one, because we just mentioned some of the virtues of fasting Monday and why the Prophet ﷺ used to do so. Here in this hadith, it gives us Monday and Thursday the reason why the Prophet ﷺ would fast, because this is when the actions are presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he would like to be fasting in a state of worship, because fasting is of the worship that you are doing consistently, not stopping. So from Salat al-Fajr, or from Tulu' al-Fajr I should say, from the rising of the sun, or the dawn has come, Fajr time has come, up until Maghrib, the setting of the sun, you are roughly anywhere between 8 to 15 hours, depending on where you live and possibly more, in a constant state of worship. If your heart is there while you're fasting and you're refraining from the desirable things, as we mentioned, what breaks the fast, you are in a complete act of worship. So this is why the Prophet ﷺ used to love Mondays and Thursdays to fast these days, because his good deeds are being presented to Allah. So he wanted his deeds to be presented to Allah while he's in his state of fasting. Now we mentioned previously some of the virtues of fasting Monday. It is informed to us that the Prophet ﷺ was born on this day, and that the revelation was descended upon him on this day. But we know, however, these days are very virtuous, but the best of fasting, as the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, is the fasting of Dawood alayhi salam, which is one day on, one day off. عن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت كان عاشوراء يوما تصومه قريش في الجاهلية وكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصومه فلما قدم المدينة صامه وأمر بصيامه فلما افترض رمضان كان رمضان هو الفريضة وترك عاشوراء فمن شاء صامه ومن شاء تركه. وهذا الحديث في البخاري ومسلم. عائشة رضي الله عنها is narrating that the day of Ashura was a day that Quraysh used to fast في الجاهلية. Of course, pre-Islamic time. They used to fast this day. وَكَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَصُومُهُ. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to fast this. Now, when he came to Al-Madinah, he fasted and also commanded for this day to be fasted, to fast in this day. But then when Ramadan was made an obligation upon the believers, he left off the day of Ashura. And then she said, فَمَنْ شَاءَ صَامَهُ. And whoever would fasted this, and whoever willed left off this day. Now the day of Ashura, what is this day? Ibn Abbas narrated that the Prophet ﷺ came to Al-Madinah and saw the Jews fasting on the day of Ashura. He said, what is this? They said this is a good day. This is the day when Allah saved the children of Israel, Banu Israel, from the enemy. And Musa was Musa fasted on this day. He said, "We are closer to Musa than you." So he fasted on this day and told the people to fast. This is in Sahih al-Bukhari. So who's the enemy? Fir'aun. Fir'aun came and wanted to destruct and kill all of Banu Israel, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dealt with him and his army. They were all drowned. They all drowned in the sea. So this was the day. This occurred on the day of Ashura. So to remember this day, Musa fasted, and also the people of Ahl al-Kitab used to fast. So the Prophet ﷺ fasted this day and said that we are more closer to Musa than you, than the Jews. So he ordered for this day to be fasted. Now, the best to fast the day of Ashura is either to fast the day before the 9th or the 11th. The 9th or the 11th, not to specify only the one day. And this is mentioned by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that if he was to fast again the day of Ashura, he would fast either the day before or the day after. This is just to be different to the Jews. Now, these next hadith in this chapter of fasting, my brothers and sisters in Islam, actually is around the topic of being consistent in your actions. Now, consistency is of the most important thing in Islam. Never to give up. Do an act and be continuous. And inshallah, we'll elaborate and speak a bit more about this in these next few ahadith that we'll mention. Now, عن علقمة قال سألت عائشة أكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يخص من الأيام شيئا؟ قالت كانت عمله ديمة وأيكم يطيق ما كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يطيق. وهذا في البخاري ومسلم. ذا ألقمة أو علقمة asked Aisha radiallahu anha, did the messenger of Allah set aside particular days of worship, specify specific days of worship? She replied, the worship of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was continuous, a continuous nature. And who amongst you would have the strength that the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam possessed? Meaning he did not allocate a day or a time for a specific act. He would just be continuous and he will constantly do his acts of worship, not specify a day or a time. And this is the beauty of Islam. Walhamdulillah, we have five times or five prayers daily, not a specified day, not going, for example, to the mosque only on the Friday. So that's why we say to the brothers that only go to the masjid on a Friday for Jum'ah. This is not from the sunnah of the messenger, not what he called to, nor what his companions implemented. The sunnah of the Muslim that is able and capable is to go to the masjid, if possible, for the five daily salawat. So not to specify one day only for the masjid, but to go there as much as possible. So the Prophet ﷺ would not specify an act of worship, but indeed he will be continuous in this. Now Ibn Rajab said, the Prophet admonished discontinuing good deeds when they have become a routine for the individual, as noted in the hadith, where he mentioned that Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, do not be like so-and-so. He used to offer night prayers and then stopped. This is in Al-Bukhari. So he said this sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma when he noticed that he prayed Qiyam al-Layla and then stopped. He said, do not be like so-and-so who was continuous in praying and then stopped. So being continuous in your act of worship is very important in Islam, and do not give up. And this is why we mentioned in the night prayer of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in previous chapters or in the previous lesson or the lesson before, that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not stand for his night salawat due to tiredness, what did he used to do? He used to make up these salawat during the day. So he did not give up nor stop. There was not an excuse for the Prophet ﷺ to give up that which he was continuous in doing. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. عن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت دخل علي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعندي امرأة فقال من هذه؟ قلت فلانة لا تنام الليل. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عليكم من الأعمال ما تطيقون فوالله لا يمل الله حتى تملوا. وكان أحب ذلك إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الذي يدوم عليه صاحبه. وهذا الحديث في البخاري ومسلم. عائشة رضي الله عنها is narrating that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم once came home and seen a woman present, يعني they're present with عائشة, and he said, who is this? And who is this woman inquiring? She said, radiallahu anha, the name of the woman. And she informed him that she does not sleep the night. Meaning she exhausts her efforts in praying only at night and does not sleep. The messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one should not offer deeds that exceed his own capacity. By Allah, Allah will not get bored until you get bored. From this act of worship, Aisha then added, the most beloved of deeds to the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are those performed with consistency. So here this woman that Aisha radiallahu anha is speaking to is informing Aisha that she does not sleep the night due to her acts of worship. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, by Allah, yani you do these actions that you're able and capable of not only continuously doing this, but that which your body can handle, because the body can only handle so much. And possibly someone can have no sleep at the night time for a night or two or three, or possibly a week, but then he will shut down, his body will shut down, and because he has exceeded his capacity. And then the Prophet ﷺ informed us that indeed, Allah does not get bored until you get bored of your worship. Now, Ibn Abd al-Barr informed us that the scholars understand this part of the hadith. Allah will not get bored until you get bored, to mean that Allah will continue to reward the individual until he becomes bored of offering the good deed. Boredom in worship arises when one overburdens himself with that which he cannot bear. So this is what this last part of the hadith means, that Allah will get bored, meaning he will not reward him for this action or her for this action. Because the person has become bored in his salah or in his siyam or in his act of worship, so much so that Allah, that his heart is not in this worship anymore. So there is no reward for him. There is no reward for him or her in this act of worship. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, as the Prophet ﷺ says in a hadith, saddidu wa qaribu, aim for the target and try your best. Don't do that which your body cannot handle, or can only handle half of that which you are doing, or a quarter of that which you're doing. Build yourself, be consistent, and the consistency in Islam is of the best acts and the best things you can do. عن أبي صالح قال سألت عائشة وأم سلمة أي العمل كان أحب إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قالتا ما ديم عليه وإن قلّه. And Abi Salih, the narrator, is informing us that he asked Aisha and also Ummu Salama radiallahu anhuma about the best action that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to like. You know, what is the best action to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? They both replied, that which is continuous or practiced continuously regardless of its size. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, after listening to some of these ahadith regarding the fasting of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, knowing that he used to fast Mondays and Thursdays, he would fast the day of Ashura, he would fast the full month of course of Ramadan, and other than the month of Ramadan, the next month that he would almost fast the complete month or narrated the whole month is the month of Sha'ban. That you must be consistent in your acts of worship. The Prophet Muhammad ﷺ informs us and the companions that which is more beloved to the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ and to Allah, أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ, the most beloved action to Allah, أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ, the most consistent, even though it is small in its size. So do not become bored in your action, meaning do not exhaust so much so your efforts so much so that you're bored and tired, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not reward you for this because you have become bored. And Allah does not become bored until you become bored. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we increase in beneficial action, that which is sincere for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake and in accordance with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's sunnah, and that we do this consistently until the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes our soul and we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakum Allahu khairan. Subhanakallahu wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.